In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Browns Cowboys Sunday 4:25, and no matter what happens Sunday afternoon at 6 a.m. on 92.3 The Fan and 92.3thefan.com and on the free Odyssey app, I will offer absolutely, positively zero excuses. Can't say the same for the guy across the table. Tone, take it away.
I can cook one up if they lose the opener. I cook one up fairly easily.
Lyman did one of these things yesterday, and yeah. I said, say no more. Talk to you tomorrow at 6, and hung up on him.
Yeah, in all the conversation, every year, every time, no matter who we play in the opener, this is the biggest opener ever. And we say it every year, and I'm like, well, this is the Cowboys who play in the NFC. If ever you could lose a game and have it not be destructive, yeah, it's a team that doesn't really factor in nearly as much, and that would be the Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
That's number one. Number two. Four. Deshaun Watson, if he's really rusty, if he's really kind of managed in this first game and it doesn't look like the real offense yet that Ken Dorsey has installed, that's an easy one.
You say rust to a Browns fan on Monday morning and see what you get met with.
But it's an easy one. He barely threw the football in training camp.
Okay.
They barely went active. What was it? Three total practices where the real number ones were all working together. So it stands to reason that that team
I put that in there?
Is not necessarily humming.
Did you write three practices?
Yes, three is what I was told.
Practices were the number ones. I'm writing down your excuses.
Mm-hmm.
The number ones work together.
Okay, it's the first time Deshaun Watson has actually been live, has actually been able to let somebody lay a finger on him. That kind of means something, doesn't it?
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow have actually taken hits in the preseason games.
I'm doing this for posterity. I hope I don't need to use it. Hopefully the Browns just win.
That's good.
And we don't need to do it.
I hope you have them all written down, because when you're done, we're power ranking his excuses. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Your left tackle will be playing left tackle for the first time in, what did you say, 7 years? That seems to be something. You don't. That'd be excuse, justification, I don't know. Would you be shocked if all of a sudden they're lining up Micah Parsons all over the place and he's wreaking havoc? So
you're already smoking copium, man.
I certainly can give you.
This show has turned into this studio is a copium den.
So if ever there was a game that Kevin Stefanski would say, you know what? Because you heard Deshaun Watson. It's not about being a training camp hero.
That's why I can't give him an excuse.
It's about 17 games. It's about having this team humming by the end of the year and clicking on all cylinders. Then it's not about week one. So I think Kevin Stefanski, if you were to get some truth serum injected into his veins, he'd say this is the least ready his football team has ever been.
So you have five excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, hit the music. Am I power ranking the legitimacy of the excuses, or am I power ranking how ridiculous they are?
The best excuses. I should say.
This is good. The best.
What do you think Lima is going to go with on Monday?
Oh, this is perfect.
From one to three. Three to one.
So number three, the three practices, the number ones work together. That's number three. Number two, Jack Conklin playing left tackle. Number one, Rust. Number one is Rust. It's gotten to the point where we need to dump that word on the air. That's how much people hate it.
It is a four-letter word.
I think you could take out one of the seven dirty words and put that in, and then put or take that out and put Rust in. That's how much people hate the term Rust. You go ahead and you use Rust on Monday morning and see what you get met with. It'll be the easiest show. It'll be hopefully they win and we don't have to do that. But if they lose, it'll be the easiest Browns Monday I've ever had. Because if you're going to go out there and you're going to say, well, it's the Rust and it's the Cowboys and it's an NFC game, so it doesn't really matter. Or the thing about the practices or first team reps or first live reps and Jack Conklin playing left tackle, I might put my feet up here. I might do what a former host used to do here. I might put my feet up over here and just let you deal with it.
You know, wear the loose shorts too?
That is insane. Yes, I'm going to wear very, very short shorts and do so. I don't have the hairy legs, though. That is insane. That is absolutely ridiculous. You can't do that. That's an insult to Browns fans. Browns fans far and wide, there are certain corners that refuse to listen to any sort of reason, and they will be fully on in and make any sort of excuse they possibly can for just about anybody. But any Browns fan out there, they know that this is the time. This is the time.
What, this Sunday?
If he wanted an excuse, this season, and it starts this Sunday.
Well, yeah, we all agree on this season, but we're talking about this Sunday.
But I'm not going to wait. I'm not waiting until when's the week actually making a not.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making excuses for it, man. What week do we get to here,
you
Anthony?
You sound like you are saying this is life or death this week, this Sunday.
This is at least the beginning.
I don't think Kevin Stefanski thinks this Sunday is life or death. I think he thinks it's a very long season.
Well, it's a 17-game season. Yeah, I would agree with him on that. But
I think, and this is a major point here, they had so many injuries last year that I don't think in any way he's thinking, I've got to win this game against the Cowboys. It is life or death.
He thinks I have to win every game against every team.
I think, that sounds good. That sounds good in a press conference.
Hey, that's the truth.
I don't think behind closed doors, if they were playing the Bengals this week, if they were playing the Steelers, if they're playing the Ravens, totally different. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they would have actually had Deshaun play in a preseason game, if that was the case. Because they're playing the Cowboys, it just doesn't factor in
nearly
as much. So
basically, you're willing to give them a mulligan.
Honestly, yeah, probably.
216-474-0092. Do you agree with Anthony?
I know.
Are you willing to give them a mulligan?
I know.
This should be fun.
I know football. I know. Universally, people are going to scoff at that.
They should.
But I also,
it's silly.
I also know that following the rash of injuries they had last year, they know their football team is probably not, they're not operating at peak performance for week one. I know that you want them to be that way. And what you're gonna crush? What have you said since we got Deshaun Watson? What have you said about how he starts seasons?
He doesn't start well.
So now you are demanding he starts well this year when he hasn't thrown.
It's not up to me. It's up to him.
When he hasn't played. What is your honest expectation?
My honest expectation is that he's probably not going to start off very well, and they better take care of him.
And you're going to be really
mad? That's my honest expectation. I'm not going to be really mad.
I got
well,
to tell
so why
the
are
truth
you jumping on me?
Because I have to tell the truth no matter what. Is that it, we are tired of the talk. I have people visibly, audibly, whatever it might be, rolling their eyes in every press conference the guy does. And basically every press conference they talk about and what the guy can do. It is time. And Monday or Sunday night or afternoon will not be the end all be all. There will be a week two. But I have to tell the truth the way I see it. I can't sit here
everything
and
you
talk
have said,
rust and Cowboys and practices with the ones and all that other crap.
Everything you have said belies that. You have just basically made it sound like this is a life or death scenario. He has to play well this week.
No, he has to. It has to begin, and they have to go out there and they have to execute as best they possibly can and get over with a win.
Teams lose week one all the time and make the playoffs. Teams lose week one.
Obviously, the Chiefs did that last year. Plenty of teams do it.
Right, they have really good seasons. So why is this game a premium or not? Does this game? How much does it matter?
I didn't put it on America's Game of the Week on Fox. I didn't have Tom Brady broadcast the thing.
So because Tom Brady's doing the game, they have to win. He has to play well this week.
You don't think there's any extra added pressure because Tom Brady is calling the game on Fox and it's on America's Game of the Week.
So they can't recover if they lose this week. It's
over.
Of
course
they
can
recover.
That's
the end of Deshaun Watson.
Of course they can recover.
Well, so you're talking out of both sides of your mouth here.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you is that if you come on the show on Monday and you offer these excuses to Browns fans if they were to lose, which again, we all in this room hope they win and none of this ends up being true, and they are
favored.
Is it 2.5?
Yeah.
Okay. And they are favored. If you come in here and you offer these things, these excuses to fans, God be with you. God be with you.
So the fans are expecting Deshaun Watson, after what they saw this preseason, which was nothing, they expect him to be humming.
Oh, I don't think they expect it. I think they demand it. I think they demand it.
Well,
and you can tell me it's unrealistic.
And if they don't care. Listen, if Deshaun Watson looks great in that game following this preseason, then I will be the first one to be like, he is back.
They had
patience.
Because
that'll be impressive.
Of course. They had patience year one. They had a little bit of patience year two, but not really because they did boo him in games that they were even winning at the beginning of games because he wasn't doing that very well at the beginning of games. And then things got heated up, but we've been down that road a million times over. It's trampled now down to the dirt. That's how worn that path is. And they have no patience now. They have none. It's a business transaction. They're tired of the talk. They're tired of having to defend the contract, the trade, the anticipation of the future. They are sick and I think they're nervous. I'm nervous that the time that we've spent as fans in having these players who we really like, we are afraid of that time being wasted. We do not want that wasted. So we know that last year there was a lot of luck that got involved. There was a lot of things that had to come together, and they did an exceptional job making the playoffs last year. They can't expect that 2 years in a row, and they don't expect that 2 years in a row. So now it's up to him. That's the way they feel. And they will offer zero excuses on Monday morning if he doesn't perform or if they don't perform.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.